All right, we're in the studio recording, and we're going to record from the camera. We're good. All right, what's going on, people? Mark Fagan here. Welcome to the channel. If you're watching this video for the first time, appreciate y'all. What we do here is we show information marketers, whether you're a course creator or you know what I'm saying, consultant, or even if you're selling ebooks, we show you guys how to monetize your email list. Because being able to monetize your email list is the real difference between somebody who has a successful online business versus somebody who is just, you know what I'm saying, feast today, famine tomorrow type deal. And the truth is, a lot of people out there who look flashy on the internet, they're living on a feast to famine basis, right? And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to get away from the feast to famine thing and how to become more independent, all right? So strap yourself in. Now, if you like what I'm about to talk about, if you like the topic, if you're like, oh, this is very insightful, subscribe to the channel, please. Trying to blow this thing up, all right? Okay, so, once again, man, you know, I got my kids with me today. So, once again, if somebody falls through the ceiling, do not trip, all right? Do not trip. All right, so let's talk about what we got to talk about. So, traffic. Sadly enough, you've got a lot of people online that still depend on social media marketing for their bread and butter, right? I personally know cats who will come online, right? And they will boast, right? They will boast about the fact that they don't have to generate leads. They don't have to do none of that boring stuff. One person even call it nerdy stuff. They don't have to get nerdy down. They don't run ads for leads. They don't collect email addresses. They just come up here with their swag and this, that, and the third, and they're the king of whatever. Right? Fine. But let me tell you something. Right? True freedom is not worrying about whether or not Instagram is gonna cancel you. You know what I'm saying? Because having a business, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you are dependent on social media for your traffic, it's like, that's like having sex with a stranger without a condom on. That's like, that's as risky as unprotected sex, man. Imagine you're living, and you know what the worst thing is? These guys are living a lifestyle that is not sustainable. Like, it's a lifestyle on the edge. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit might go wrong tomorrow. Like, you might wake up and somebody might ban you. Somebody might report you and you get banned. And you're like, okay, where am I going to get the $20,000 per month that I need to sustain my lifestyle? It's very hard to do if you don't have an email list, right? And I did a post the other day, right? I did an email the other day. And it kind of pissed off some people because I said, yo, if you are using social media marketing for your traffic, that's the same as running a business in the hood. Because number one, just like the hood, people living in buildings that they don't own, you're using something that you don't own. You know what I'm saying? You're promoting yourself on something you don't own. And then I'll be like, you know, and I say, like, the majority of people who you're marketing to, they're lost because, you know, they're distracted. They're watching BBLs. They're watching, you know what I'm saying? Beef, car races. You know, it's too much distraction. You know, too much distraction. And then, you know, so when I dropped that email, some fool replied, it's like, hey, you don't have to talk that mess about black people, brother. And I'm like, seriously, like, you really think that just because somebody is black, they're destined to live in the hood? That, you know, the hood is filled with black? Bro, take it from somebody who's spent a considerable amount of time in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I just came to this country, that's where I lived for a good, I would say probably about, let me see, about 5 years of my life in America. Was in them apartments. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you got white people up in there. You got Asian people up in there as well, right? And I'm not talking no sprinkles. You got them out there. They're out there. As a matter of fact, my neighbors want at one point were some white pastas, right? So anybody can live in that beach, right? But, you know, and then you got some people that they like to glorify the hood. Like, why are you talking down on? Hell yeah, I'm talking down on that shit because it's not yours. Anybody who knows, anybody who's real know that they don't want to live up in that shit. They don't want to live up in there. Like, nobody likes to wake up and see their cars on blocks, bro. Like, come on, man. And the people who are like propping up the hood and all this kind of stuff. When I say hood, you know, I'm not talking about neighborhoods that people own. You know what I'm saying? Because you can clean that up. I'm talking about like them apartment complexes. Like, people living in there, like people who can't afford their own home. You know what I'm saying? And they just out of there. That's what I'm talking about. Because I was up in that situation and I was like, man, you know, I'm grateful that I got a job, but I need some extra scratch because this job is not going to provide for me forever. And I got to get the fuck up out of here because the last thing that I want to happen is to be raising kids in this environment, right? So miss me with that glorifying the hood shit, right? There's nothing glamorous about it. Yeah, people rap about it because it makes for interesting content, but nah, let's not go there. And this is the same thing with marketing too. That social media shit that you're relying on, right? It's any minute somebody can pull the rug from under your feet, right? And all them cats out there who boasting, you can tell when somebody does not have a reliable, independent source of traffic because they have to rely on the flossing to get that bread. You can tell, like when I was on Instagram, right? There's cats on there. You could tell when they needed some money. That's when the Lamborghinis come out. That's when the rentals come out, right? You got people going on road trips for the sole purpose of shooting content. When I go on a road trip or a vacation, I'm not there to make money. I'm there to enjoy myself, right? Fortunately, you know, if you have an online business, you can, you know, bang out an email and get some money. But for the most part, that's, man, as soon as I finish this episode, I'm going to go up there and them kids going to get it. But anyway, where was I? So yeah, so you want to find a way not to get more traffic, but you want to get better traffic. Okay? You want to get better traffic. So, oh my God, these guys is killing me. So anyway, the thing about it is, right? When you're just starting out, you're kind of like a rapper, but you're not independent, right? So you have to rely on social media. As this, just like how the rapper, you know, when he's trying to get a distribution label or a contract or whatever, right? You don't control nothing. But over time, you are going to increase your control by being able to generate high quality traffic that you own. Like if you focus on finding out how to generate high quality traffic that you own, then that is the number one purpose of the business. Because when you have high quality traffic that you own, guess what? You can charge higher prices because these people want what you got, and you don't have to pay to get the traffic. You don't have to pay for it in blood, sweat, or tears. You just pop off an email and you're good to go, right? So in order to do this, number one, obviously you have to get good at building up an email list, and you have to get good at monetizing this email list, right? If you want the basics on how to do that, I have a free like video course that will show you how to do it, right? The link is in the description. But like the person who wants to get to the supreme level is the person who is going to take their email marketing to the next level, right? Because there's so much benefits when you know how to bang out emails that basically bring home the bacon, right? Because check this, right? I can wake up in the morning and not have to do a live or not have to do a webinar or not have to go on live or, you know, post like 10 reels a day or nothing like that. and I can spend 15 minutes and bang out an email, and almost every time I press send, I'll make some money. If I bang out the email and I don't get no money, guess what? I'll bang out another email and I'll get money. Or I'll send the same email, right? That's the power of being independent. Nobody can take this list from you. You know what I'm saying? Social media alone is like, is riskier than unwrapped sex. Like, it's just like, it's like raw dogging a stranger. Like, you don't want to do that, right? You never know when you're going to get, you know what I'm saying, the burn. So, that's the benefit of emails, right? And there's another benefit of emails also. Like, a lot of people don't talk about this, but like, you've got two types of high quality traffic. You got high quality traffic from the email that you send today, and then you get high quality traffic from the emails you send back in the day, because emails are never wasted. And that's why, that's what I love about email marketing, is that emails are never wasted. Like, the real pros of the game know that, yo, all these emails that I've been banging out, I can archive them and turn them into a traffic source. So for example, let's say you wake up, tomorrow and you're like, yo, let me bang out this email. You bang out this email, right? And you realize that, damn, this email, I done made like $3,000. Shit. I am saving that email. Something about that email got me, you know what I'm saying? That bread. So I'm going to take that email and I'm going to repurpose it. I can either expand on it, turn it into a piece of content, or I can just save it and put it up on a blogger or something. Like, it's traffic, bro. So anyway, that's all I have for today. All my people, if you're serious, make sure you get the free course, how to monetize your email list. Three things you need to know to monetize your email list. And also, man, for those of you who are double serious, get my book, How to Write Emails That Bring Home the Bacon. Bonus stuff inside. I have, as a matter of fact, you know what? Consider this the PS. Most people who think that email marketing is dead, the reason why they are saying that is because they have not yet found somebody who can simplify the damn thing, right? The majority of people who teach email marketing make it way too complicated. And the ones who can simplify it, they don't really need your money. So they're not really out here campaigning. They're like in the cut. I had to dig long and hard for somebody to teach me the game. And I've, you know, managed to break it down in 4 steps. If you can do these 4 steps, you can bang out a dynamite email. All right, y'all. That's all I have for today. Please like, share, and subscribe this thing if this thing was educational to you. And I will see you another time. Peace.